Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're pleased to welcome from New England, Blair Kirchhoff, who covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star. There are a lot of crazy things that we could pull from this game, Blair. But now that the dust has settled a little bit, what surprises you the most?
Oh, first of all, that the Chiefs came back in it after, 24-9 at halftime, and Mahomes had thrown a couple of picks. Chiefs had not been in the end zone. It was a game in which I just thought, okay, Patriots are going to assert their dominance as they often do at in Foxborough, and the Chiefs are going to lick their wounds. And next thing you know, there's a long touchdown pass to Kareem Hunt and a couple to Tyreek Hill, and the Chiefs have taken the lead. And so, look, this was going to be a game that whoever had the ball last was going to win, especially with Tom Brady and the Patriots. That's just his MO. I think it was the 43rd time he's had a fourth quarter comeback win or won a game in the fourth quarter. So he's fantastic. 200th win as a starting quarterback tonight, mm-hmm. the most in NFL history. But I thought the Chiefs showed me a little something tonight, too, being down big and coming back to take a lead at Foxborough.
What happened in the first half that they did fall into that hole?
Well, one thing, and we all kind of thought about this in advance, that the team that was going to settle for field goals was going to be in a heap of trouble, because neither defense has played particularly well this year, and the Chiefs have been just abysmal on the defensive side. So we just thought that it was going to be a game where both sides got up and down the field. The one that stuck in the end zone was going to have the edge, and Patriots did a much better job of that in the first half than the Chiefs did. Three Harrison Butker field goals was all the Chiefs got for their trips, a couple of them in the red zone even, and still couldn't get touchdowns. But again, that changed in a big way, and so did Mahomes' play. I mean, he four touchdowns in the second half, and a couple of the bombs to Hunt and to Tyreek Hill, mm-hmm. were kind of the guy that we saw the first 3 weeks of the season for the Chiefs.
What did the rookie Breland Speaks have to say after the game about almost tackling Tom Brady before he had his 4-yard scramble into the end zone?
Yeah, it was a little odd. He one thing he mentioned was he was in an awkward position, and Brady kind of shook him off, but Speaks thought he could have had the sack. He said he thought Brady had released the ball, mm-hmm. and he would get a roughing the passer penalty if he had followed through with the tackle. So he kind of let up a little bit. Now, there are a couple of problems with that. First of all, you never let up. I mean, even if you don't know what's going on with the ball, you still play through the play. And the other thing, there was a defensive holding penalty on a Chiefs cornerback. The flag was down in the end zone. So whatever happened, the play wasn't going to if there had been a sack there, the play wasn't going to stand. The Patriots would have had the ball first and goal at the one.
Right.
But they wouldn't have had the touchdown right then. You never know what might have happened. But the look on his face on the bench was priceless. He kind of didn't know what was going on based on that expression on his face.
Well, certainly, as Andy Reid talked about after the game, a good learning experience for young guys. That's probably a lesson that Breland won't forget.
Absolutely.
Blair Kirchhoff is with us from New England following Sunday Night Football. He covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of guys missing for the Chiefs defense because of injuries. How soon do you think they might get healthy?
Yeah, that was an issue. In fact, it was they lost a trio of starters and last week when they played and defeated Jacksonville at Arrowhead, two on the defensive side and then an offensive lineman. And then a third defensive guy, an outside linebacker, Tano Passanio, who had practiced this week, was ruled out today. So they were down Justin Houston, who played last week and did not play tonight. So two outside linebackers and then a safety, Eric Murray. Three defensive starters. So, I mean, the results speak for themselves. The Patriots had 500 total yards and scored 43 points. But that's kind of been the habit of the Chiefs defense, even when they've had healthy bodies on there. It's just it hasn't, you know, statistically, it's been an abysmal defense. Now, I'd also submit that the fact that in several of the games they've gotten big leads, 21-0 over the Steelers, 35-7 over the 49ers, and you change the way you play defense when you're put in those circumstances, and there's a lot of yards given up. The Chargers had like 250 yards in the fourth quarter in the opener, so some of that was circumstantial, but for the most part, it's been an average to below average defense, and it has to get better if the Chiefs are going to kind of reach the goals that they've set for themselves. And they've actually kind of exceeded their goals in some minds, because Mahomes has been better than people think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So Mahomes is now at 18 touchdowns with four more on Sunday night and just a few interceptions, four now, but a couple in back-to-back games. Big picture, what impresses you most about this young man, Blair?
Well, his intelligence and his poise. We all knew the arm strength. We knew the talent that he has throwing against his body. Anybody who watched Texas Tech saw him perform at a really high level in college. Even though the team didn't have much success, he was phenomenal and put up ridiculous numbers as a Red Raider. But he gets to Kansas City and he works. He spends basically a redshirt season with the Chiefs last year. So he's in the quarterback room all year with Alex Smith, with Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator, the then offensive coordinator, and with Andy Reid. So he's got that kind of the brain trust to absorb. And then they put these weapons around him: Kareem Hunt in the backfield, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. They trade for or at least obtain Sammy Watkins in the offseason. They put some great pieces around him. So now you've got this guy with marvelous athletic ability, strong arm. And, you know, he's absorbing the knowledge of an offensive guru like Andy Reid and mm-hmm. working with Matt Nagy. And I just think and then you got Alex Smith to kind of teach him how to be a pro. I think the conditions were just ideal for him to succeed. And he's kind of met the challenge so far.
When you think about Andy Reid, it's a guy who's a lifer in the NFL. He's been around for a long time. He's now got a coaching tree, Nagy just being one of them. And yet he still is able to relate to young guys, still able to morph, to be flexible, to change what he does to be able to stay relevant in a game that is also constantly changing. And it's now become so much about the offense. How do you see him working with these young guys and changing what he does to fit the guys that he's got?
Well, you just said it. I think anybody who watches the NFL understands that the changes that have occurred in the game over the last few years have really favored the offense. And that plays directly into Andy Reid's strength. And he's in a position with his offensive mindedness to take advantage of this. And even tonight, they run some goofy looking plays, and it just works. It works well for him. And he's been doing it in the 6 years now that he's been in Kansas City. You know, he's had defensive tackles line up in the backfield, take handoffs, throw passes. I mean, he's done some crazy things here, but I just think that the game as it's played today suits his strengths so well, and he's got the speed and athletic ability of a Tyreek Hill. He's got the skill at tight end of a Travis Kelce, the toughness of a Kareem Hunt in the backfield. I just think he's got all the toys he needs to play with, and he's having a ball this season playing with him.
That's such a great depiction of Andy Reid, the toys, and he knows what he wants to do with them. Blair Kirkhoff, the Kansas City Star, with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Before I let you go, often guys will say, oh, it's just another game, even if it is this kind of an atmosphere. And I know the Chiefs are playing in a bunch of these primetime games now. What is it, 3 and 4 weeks in which they're spotlighted on either Sunday or Monday night? But did you sense that they were looking at this game at the very least as a gauge against the Patriots?
I think so. I think everybody saw this game when they saw it on the schedule. They thought this was it could have been either the toughest challenge or at least part of the toughest stretch. you know, to have played Jacksonville last week, so you got both AFC Championship opponents in a two-week span. Before that, they played at Denver, and although the Broncos are not having the type of year that they want, it's still a rivalry game for the big rivalry game for the Chiefs. And now next week, another Sunday night game against the Cincinnati Bengals, which have been probably a little bit better than people expect. I think they're in the most difficult stretch of their schedule. That's one thing we talked about after the game is really if after next week for the Chiefs, things get a little easier just based on one loss records of opponents. They haven't played the Raiders yet. They got two against the Raiders. Return game against Denver comes to KC. There seems to be some opportunity on the schedule that wasn't necessarily there the first half of the season. So I just think this team started 5-0 last year and then lost its sixth game. But there's definitely a different feel about this Chiefs team than there was a year ago. That loss a year ago, it was to the Steelers in Kansas City, and then they proceeded to lose six or seven in that stretch. So they ended up 6-6 at one point. Nobody thinks this Chiefs team's going to struggle like that one. I think this is a 12, maybe a 13 win team for the Chiefs, and when it's all said and done, a 1 or 2 seed in the AFC playoffs.
We shall see, but through week 6, 5-1 and a great comeback on Sunday night to push the Patriots. You can follow Blair on Twitter at Blair Kirkhoff, B-L-A-I-R Kirkhoff, K-E-R-K-H-O-F-F. Now that everyone knows the spelling of your name, Blair, he covers sports and the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes after the game. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy. Good talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.